We are going to open the Senate Committee on Education today, February 17th, 2015. And because the floor session went so long, I want to put on the record that we will be carrying over to the next on Thursday all of the bills and the information that's on this agenda. We'll wait to make sure that we can work out some of the testimony of the informational meeting and whether that's best then or a different time, because we had a person from out of state that was going to come by phone for that presentation. So we will work those out, but all of the bills will be carried over and the for Thursday. But in the meantime, because we do have some people who are here to testify from over 100 miles away, and others that have commitments that they've already made for Thursday that would want to go on the record on a particular bill, and that's Senate Bill 113. We're going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 113 for the purpose of taking those testimonies. So with that, we'll have a short explanation of the bill, and we can call up any of those people who would like to speak. If there, I think there's three of you, so you come on up and take a seat at the dais, and we'll have a short explanation.
Chair Roblin and member of the committee, we're going to be hearing about Senate Bill 113, which requires the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to determine definitions for employee categories at post-secondary educational institutions. This bill may have a fiscal impact and may have a revenue impact, but statements have not yet been issued. We are not considering any amendments at this time.
Thank you. And with that, thank you for being here. Be sure to in your introduction, explain who you are, so for the record. And with that, whoever wants to go first? I know you guys have worked together in the past, but we'll start with Portland State.
We'll do.
We'll go with the closest one, and we'll move away.
Okay. Chair Roblin, members of the Senate Education Committee, all, good afternoon. My name is Dr. Jose Padin. I am the elected president of the Oregon Conference of the American Association of University Professors. And my work as elected president of the Oregon Conference of the AUP is volunteer service on behalf of our students, our profession, and our universities. I am an associate professor of sociology at Portland State University, and I am an Oregon educator for 19 years. The Oregon Conference of the American Association of University Professors, on behalf of our faculty collective bargaining chapters at University of Oregon, at Portland State University, and on behalf of our members at private and public universities across the state of Oregon, is here to express its support, strong support for Senate Bill 113. We support Senate Bill 113, which requires public universities to report to the public on the number and the average wages of and the total number of employees at universities in every category, because we believe in the value of transparency. We believe Oregon public has the right to know where its tax dollar is going. Oregon students and families have a right to know how much of their tuition dollar is being spent on education and how much is being spent on the growing ranks of administrators and extraordinary and rapidly growing administrative salaries. At our universities, we have seen over the last decade rising higher education costs and mounting, crushing student debt. And university administration bloat is a real problem, and it comes at the expense of reduced funding and support for the classroom, and that undermines education quality. We are all painfully aware that Oregon ranks maybe our state 46th, 47th in the funding for higher education, and we need to change that. But in the meantime, Senate Bill 113 will allow the Oregon public, Oregon students, Oregon educators, Oregon policymakers and administrators at Oregon public universities to keep track of where our higher education dollars are going, and will allow us to make necessary corrections even when the reports required by SB 113 show that too much of our higher education dollar is going to administration and not education. So to conclude, I would like to share the fact that this year the American Association of University Professors is celebrating 100 years of defending academic freedom and education integrity, the pillars of the great American university. And the Oregon Conference of the AUP is a new part of the American Association of University Professors, and we started it to give Oregon faculty a stronger, more unified voice. And I would like to thank you for your interest in elevating the quality of higher education for Oregonians. And in that endeavor, you can count on the support of the American Association of University Professors, Oregon Conference, every step of the way. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, whichever one wants to go first. Okay, I guess we are kind of going distance, right? Reverse distance.
Thank you. Chair Roebland, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to be here today. For the record, my name is Jay Stevens. I'm the Director of Human Resources, Title IX Coordinator, and Affirmative Action Officer at Southern Oregon University, and I'm here today to testify on behalf of the seven Oregon public universities. Again, we're thankful for the opportunity to be able to testify. I would say that we would like to have the opportunity as well on Thursday, if we could, to go on the record with more information. Given that many of the members of the committee are not here today, we'd like to go on the record to testify, but would also like to share more in depth on Thursday if we could. We agree with the obligation to be more transparent and to be transparent about how we spend our funds and about our employees and the nature of their work. In fact, this is my second trip to Salem on this bill. We came up last week and we spoke with the bill sponsor. At this time, I would say in brief that we have some significant concerns about the way the bill is written presently, and we would like to have the opportunity to discuss those concerns again in depth on Thursday. Thank you.
Senator Roebland, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Jeff Dentz, president of the Interinstitutional Faculty Senate and professor of political science at Eastern Oregon University. IFS represents the faculty of Oregon's public universities. Senate Bill 113 addresses several overarching themes affecting the future of higher education in Oregon, including transparency and accountability. As a new higher education governance structure, along with implementation of an outcomes-based funding model is implemented, it is imperative taxpayers and other stakeholder groups are confident their investment in higher education is being well managed. Senate Bill 113 provides an effective reporting mechanism to address two related issues that adversely affect the academic quality of higher education in Oregon. First, administrative bloat. That is, an increase in the number of administrators at expense of tenure-track faculty members negatively affects educational opportunities for students as resources are redirected away from the classroom. Second, the adjunctification of higher education in Oregon, the movement away from hiring full-time tenure-track faculty to part-time adjuncts, adversely affects academic quality and lessens opportunities for students to engage in research with world-class faculty. These two trends are at the heart of the academic enterprise and threaten the future of our most valuable resource, our students. There are a number of challenges associated with the implementation of Senate Bill 113, including one, classification of faculty members wearing multiple hats, that is, teaching faculty serving as department chairs, two, faculty whose primary focus is research, not teaching, and three, adjunct faculty teaching on multiple campuses, an especially prevalent practice at Oregon's community colleges. IFS believes the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, in partnership with IFS, will be able to address and solve these issues in a timely and productive fashion. Senate Bill 113 provides a baseline to apprise stakeholders, including the parents of prospective students, of future trends in staffing at Oregon's public universities and community colleges. Administrative bloat and the adjunctification of higher education threaten academic quality and student access essential to the state achieving its ambitious 40-40-20 goal. IFS urges the committee to provide a due pass recommendation on Senate Bill 113. Thank you for your time and be glad to answer any questions you may have.
So any questions for these witnesses? And I guess what I want to say right now is to thank you for coming all the way that you've come. So we have someone from Eastern Oregon, someone from Southern Oregon, and another person who has a job that they have to be back to on Thursday. And I think, you know, our goal is to make sure that we get as much input as we can to make the best decisions possible. And I think I was happy to be able to do that. And you wouldn't have to come back. You can send somebody else. It might be closer that could represent you. But I I'm happy that you spoke up and let us know, because it would have been a tragic to have lost this testimony because of us having to reschedule. So
thank you, Chair Roblon. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today as a political scientist. It's been a quite interesting day, although I will note what happened this morning is a long ways from Senator Strom Thurmond's 24-hour filibuster in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. We did our best.
Best we could do.
So, again, thank you very much. Is there anyone else that's from a long ways away would needs to testify today and will not be available on Thursday? Thank you very much. Then we're going to close our public hearing to this point on Senate Bill 113. And thank you again for coming. Again, just to reiterate, so people who watch this recognize that because of our lengthy stay on the floor today, our committee didn't really have any time, but we wanted to make sure that we took those people that took time out of their days to come here from a long ways away, got a chance to testify. So we had that public hearing. There will be a full public hearing on this bill again on Thursday. We are going to carry over Senate Bill 219, Senate Bill 218, Senate Bill 113 for Thursday, and we may post an informational meeting again, depending if we can get all the people who are supposed to be for that as well on Thursday. And then if we have to, we'll move other things back until we get caught up for the agendas that we have. But again, thank you for being here. And any other questions from the committee members that are here? Anything else we need to do? We won't assign a carrier to any bill because we haven't passed any. And we missed that one time, so we had to make sure that we remember that in the future. So with that, we will adjourn the Senate Committee on Education today, February 17th to 15th. Thank you very much. Now we can go eat. Well, I bet. People in my office now. People in my office now. Now we can go eat. Well, I bet.